Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome back to the Sunday podcast, everybody. I'm Mark Hart. We're taking a look at the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's get at it. How are you with the whole mercy thing? I don't mean accepting God's mercy, seeking God's mercy. That's one thing. Do you go to confession? Do you do an examination of conscience at the end of the day? Do you say it and mean it? Lord, I'm sorry for having offended you. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We say it at every single Mass, right? How are you seeking mercy from God? No, that's the easy part. Because if you had to say, is it easier to seek it or give it? It's probably easier to seek it. It's easier to say I'm sorry to God, who's perfect, than it is to offer mercy to someone who's wronged us, right? So that's the first part of the equation. How are you at seeking mercy? See, so many of us want it immediately. But when it comes to offering it, not so immediate, not so urgent. Maybe I'll take a coffee and think that over before I offer the mercy. Do you know what I mean? And that's the hard part, isn't it? It's not hard to ask God to admit to the perfect one that you're imperfect. But it is hard to look at someone who has it out for you and offer them mercy. In this first reading, this is a great story from 1 Samuel. Now, this is when King Saul is still king, but David is rising. Like, David's star is rising. God's already promised he's going to be the next king. Saul's jealous of David. Saul's trying to hunt down David. This is after David and Goliath. This is before David is king and he's reigning in the land. This is sort of during this transition of power, okay? And Saul wants David dead. And Saul and his army, I mean, he's got 3,000 men, it says, and they're searching for David. Think about that. Saul takes 3,000 soldiers to go hunt down one dude. Now, that is pretty impressive. And while he's trying to hunt him down, David, he has his own people, his own little army, his own soldiers. And while Saul is in a moment of weakness, Saul is in a moment of, he's exposed, let's say, and he's vulnerable, David has a chance to kill Saul. And instead of killing him, he's merciful. You see, David could kill Saul, right? And all of his problems go away. I mean, some other ones would pop up, but his political problems would go away and his life would be in danger. But he chose not to, because David is what? David is a man after God's own heart. David understands that if God is mercy and he wants to be a man in God's own image and God's own likeness after God's own heart, then he has to be mercy as well. You see, we're hearing the same thing in this parable that Jesus gives us in the gospel. He's talking about when someone mistreats you, how you should act, how you should respond. And he goes on to say that we need to be able to give mercy and offer mercy if someone lends you money. You know, like, what credit is you? What credit is that to you? Sinners lend to sinners, okay? Love your enemies, do good to them. I mean, Jesus, he gives some really hard teachings here. Think about that. Love your enemies. Next time someone takes a shot at you, passive-aggressive shot at you on Instagram, on Twitter, it's a passive-aggressive shot in a conversation because they're insecure and it makes them feel better to tear you down. How do you respond? Do you go after them? Do you say nothing? Do you let them know that it hurt you, but do you forgive them and respond in mercy? You know, God forgives. God is mercy. And if we want to be like God, we want to live in the image and likeness of God, then we have to become mercy ourselves. We have to offer mercy ourselves. We have to live in that same image and likeness. And that's what we were hearing about in the second reading. That's what St. Paul is reminding the Corinthians about, the first man, Adam, the first being. And we're reminded that Adam was earthly, right? But he was made in God's image. And here comes Christ, who's heavenly, and we have to live in that image. Now, that's the challenge, right? If God is mercy, and we have to live in his identity and his image, then we have to become mercy too. Is it easy? No. No, it's really, 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 really hard. I probably missed a couple of reallys there. It's not easy to live in God's mercy. But here's the thing. If we go to God seeking mercy, what right do we have to withhold mercy to others? Lord, forgive us our trespasses. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me as we forgive those who trespass against us. My brothers and my sisters, asking God for mercy is easy. Offering it in his name, that takes a big person. Be the bigger person this week.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.